This is Engineer Eric for the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to our April 5th, 2011 Jimmy Doan Show.
Yes.
Closing main breaker.
Not in Japan.
They made jokes about that. And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Jimmy Doan Show.
Jimmy Doan Show.
The TV star.
Yeah.
We show up over here. There's no Jimmy in the studio. And the counselor's in the other room. He goes, look, Jimmy's on the TV.
He's on the TV.
TV.
I thought he'd been to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory first.
Can you imagine? I'm talking about a coincidence or something.
I wonder where Jimmy is.
Oh, the TV.
I tried to shake you out of there for a few minutes.
You notice I came home.
You did.
I came back to the studio, yeah.
I figured they beat you. They ran you off.
Pretty much. Well, it was interesting because I spoke to the little...
After Jimmy wheels in the garage. Says, close the door.
There's a crowd after me.
I was wondering why you put that speed control on your garage door.
Yeah, that's right.
So Jimmy went down and participated.
Well, I went to the county meeting. What they have here in our local county, I don't know if they do in any of the other...
Alachua County.
Yeah, Alachua County. In any of the other counties, 3,300 counties in the United States. But we have something they call the Comprehensive Plan.
Ooh, is it comprehensive?
Yeah, it's comprehensive.
But it's the comprehensive plan.
Yeah.
It's the big picture.
Well, let me tell you something. We had the state has mandated that a lot of the counties come up with what they call comprehensive plans to manage growth in the environment and the water.
What are they going
to
do in the future, right?
Right, exactly. Well, we had one. So this was this year's. It's supposed to be updated every 10 years, and this is the 10th year, whatever. And so they sent it around. It's 100 pages.
One?
The comp plan is the suggested stuff that we're going to do. Now, this is
10 pages per year.
Well, no, not quite. You have to understand, these 100 pages are merely to point the direction for each another 100 pages per page. In other words, it says the county will...
You do the math.
Yeah, right. No.
Get out your calculators.
The county will endeavor to do thus and so, and the staff will take this up and let us know how to do it.
Okay. Thus and so? When they pull out the thus and so,
yeah, well,
that's serious.
Let me tell you this. The comprehensive this comp plan gives. Let me put it this way: out of the 100 pages, if you'd sliced off 99 pages, that would be a comprehensive.
It must
plan.
No. It's a good
plan. This is the uber comprehensive. This is so comprehensive. This gives comprehensive bad name. This is a comprehensive plan of a comprehensive plan.
Jimmy, I'm sure they have pretty trees and they have walkways.
Oh no, it's roundabouts
and
roundabouts. Oh no, none of that. No. No walking. Loose weight, food,
biking. Everybody's going to have a bike.
Energy, good food.
Rail, high speed rail.
No, we are on the path to nirvana. And by 2020, utopia will have arrived, and we're
here
done.
Here in Alachua County,
according to
goodness. Rodney Long is leading the way, I'm sure. Right?
Well, anyway,
he's a visionary.
Well, the thing about vision is that a lot of them don't quite understand is there's 220,000 people here in Alachua County, and
Rodney's seeing something in the future.
Well, that's
sure.
Right. Well,
he's seeing something.
He's seen his house being foreclosed on. I'll tell you that.
Give me a call, Rodney. I'll defend you.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to.
All right. So were you well received?
I was received. And
they have to let you speak.
Right.
Of course.
And of course, the thing is, you have to understand, there have been 1,000 hours put in on this, plus all the PowerPoint presentation, staff, experts. They've had consultants and put this 100-page thing together. And of course, as I explained to them, I said, well, certainly your consultants and your experts, their number one priority is their own job. So they're not going to give you any bad news. They're going to say, yeah, you're doing a great job. Thumbs up. Go for it. And so I said, so they're right away. That doesn't count. And then you said you had these meetings all over town where, 10, 20, 30 citizens showed up, and there's 220,000 of us. And, I don't care if you talk to 1,000 or 1,500. You didn't talk to anybody in the community to speak of. So, you didn't. If you think you've heard from the community and the experts, you haven't. And as far as I'm concerned, this thing was so... This had like five or... No, I think it had eight elements in it. There was energy...
Well, what are the negatives here? I mean,
The negatives are that it's, first of all, it is micromanaging everything we do. In other words, if you want to... You already have to ask permission. Literally, in this county, you have to ask permission to cross the street. If you cross the street without permission, you can get a $50 ticket. It's just that simple.
Well, sure.
Okay. Even worse, if you are driving down the road when someone's trying to cross the street,
$150.
You get $150.
That's right. So anyway, the point is that you have
get you both ways. See how that works?
Yeah, that's
walking,
right.
Driving, ticket.
That's right. So anyway, the point is that literally this is, I didn't bring it in with me. It's sitting out in the other room, the 100 pages, but I'd outlined a couple of things. And as I said, they really have gotten into, for instance, they want to have a healthy food element. That is to say, they want to encourage, farmettes. They want to encourage people to raise their own
food. Encourage in what way?
They're going to offer incentives.
Tax breaks.
Well, that's the only one they can do. Now, the other incentive is we're not going to shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
We won't beat you over the head with a baseball bat.
Does it include a bunch of new city regulations?
Well, it's going to. This plan was the plan of the plan, you see.
Oh, this is
plan of the plan.
Go forth and promulgate regulations pursuant to the comprehensive plan.
Exactly.
And then every time you object to something, they go, well, this is just part of the comprehensive plan.
Exactly. And they said what they said was,
you know what they're doing? Jimmy, I just realized this. They're taking a page out of the federal book. This is what the Obama administration came up with as a solution as to how they got Obamacare all through. It's been brewing and sort of growing in Supreme Court jurisprudence for a while, and that is
like cancer.
If the government claims, if the legislative body, the executive claims that what they're doing is pursuant to some greater good.
Hallelujah.
Can I get an amen?
That's right.
Then the greater good, then it's going to be justified. In other words, it's like an extra layer of insulation of, this is just all for the greater good.
Yeah. And of course, that's what the Kelo thing was all about. You know, the Kelo was the fact that it's okay to trash everybody's house in a particular subdivision if nicer houses are going to be put there. And, you know, we can use a taking, in other words. We can use eminant domain to get these people, upgrade the neighborhood, right?
Which betters it for everybody,
right?
Right,
except
it's scored,
of course, those people that were living there.
Almost everybody.
But they're just a little tiny little.
No, they're little tiny people. Go fight the bulldozer. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I did. So anyway, I went down, and you're allowed 3 minutes, you know, to talk to these people, and you have to understand you're up against. There was like a 2 or 3 hour presentation before I got there, and you know I sat there for about an hour and 30 minutes or so before they had
They finally called your name.
They finally said,
Mr. Doan.
That's right, Mr. Doan.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
Yeah, they said, well, we haven't seen you down here for a while, and I said, count your blessings. Okay. No, so anyway. So anyway, most of the people were against this thing, but I'm sure they passed it anyway. But as I say, this is
what?
Yeah.
Were they voting on it tonight?
Yeah, they voted on it tonight. Okay. They just voted on it. I'm sure that they did because
they've made
because
the right
three
choice.
Of the commissioners are in the pocket of something. I don't know.
We also didn't feel a giant disturbance in the force.
That's right.
Morning.
That's right. Otherwise, yeah. The tsunami wave didn't hit here, so that's right. Okay, so that's what I was doing before this thing started.
Now, have you heard that? So are we done with that?
Yeah.
I just wanted to
one
segue.
Guy said that something passing this budget is like giving everybody in town a unicorn and a rainbow.
Right. Right. That's right. Now we can do that too.
Yeah. I want my unicorn.
Hey, man. That's right. You know, I'll take the unicorn.
How good do they taste?
I'll take the unicorn, but I don't want the rainbow anymore. Man, those guys, they screwed up the rainbow thing.
Yeah, that's
rainbow
right.
Used to be cool.
Especially
now,
in this town.
Just give me the rainbow. Just give me
the rainbow.
Cool.
They got the colors
screwed up.
Yeah,
not kidding.
No,
that's right. They got the colors backwards.
Man, something. Man, just looking, so anyway.
Yeah, they had short wavelengths, long wavelengths.
Okay. So
where do we start, man?
Yeah.
We got. I'm just a quick lit. We got Obama. We got Muammar. We got Shugo.
We got the pastor.
We got Terry.
Terry.
Oh my
Terry.
God. Let's start with Terry.
We got to start with Terry.
We're in Gainesville.
Yeah, we're in Gainesville.
Hallelujah.
We're in Gainesville, and of course I went through the whole thing, and it was
Pastor Terry Jones.
Pastor Terry Jones, and I watched. Some
for
of
those of you who don't know,
don't remember. Yeah.
Dr. Jones.
That's right.
And I mean Indiana.
That's right.
Finally burned the Koran as threatened last month.
Burn the book, Jones.
After a short and...
March 24th, I believe he did it.
Shall we say kangaroo trial.
Yeah, no question about it. It was the...
Kangaroo.
Star chamber proceedings, no
camel
question.
Camel trial, more appropriate.
So there were like 20 people there, and they convicted the Koran and burned it.
Right.
Well, it turns out that a couple days after that, the news... you know, the pony trickled or the mule, the mule arrived in Afghanistan.
Right? Yeah, I mean, about to say,
with the message.
You know how slow the internet is right, over there.
That's
you
right.
Know.
With the CD attached to it.
That's right. That's right. So it took about a week for the mule to get over there, and they promptly rioted
and killed 11 Nepalese people.
No, they killed a bunch of UN people.
Right. 11 Nepalese. They were Nepalese of Nepalese descent, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, they weren't Americans.
No, I know, but they were UN people. So
right.
From
well, where do you think they were from? They weren't Afghanis.
Yeah, but they lump all the blue.
Nepal,
they lump all the blue okay. helmets together.
No, whatever. It doesn't matter. They right. killed them. They tore down the UN thing and went on a tirade. And of course,
beheaded them, I believe.
Yeah, they beheaded a couple of them.
All right. Because of Pastor Joe.
It's on. Blood was on his hands.
Right. And of course, Obama has said that.
Yep.
Obama came out, and everybody is chastising him. So, Jimmy, what's the word? Jimmy?
The truth is this. The man deserves the Medal of Freedom.
What?
Yes.
What?
The Medal of Freedom.
What here's, are you talking about?
Here is
Jimmy.
The one guy who is willing to risk his life.
Cojones grande.
No. They are so huge that he can't walk. I mean, this is a guy.
He bounces like a hippie.
No, that's right. It's like one of those exercise balls. You know, it is.
Palotas.
That's right.
Grande.
Ejercicios.
Cojones de Satan or something.
But Jimmy, how can this be allowed, though?
He is the one guy that understands the amendment that says free speech.
But it's offensive, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying what I was stunned about was
cue the Star Spangled Banner.
Lindsey Graham, the president, the vice president, all the wimps.
It's offensive.
The wimps and wusses and pussies.
It's like if they burned a flag or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
If they burned the flag, we'd riot.
Oh, no question. Can you imagine if the Afghanis were to like hang one of our people in effigy and burn our flag? We'd take to the streets.
What if they burn the Bibles?
And burn down our own home.
What if they burn the Bibles? Unbelievable.
I'm going to set my house on fire just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's right.
So Terry Jones is our American of the day.
He's my new BFF. He's my new BFF. I'm telling you, he was a guy who had the cojones to seriously, he was roundly, I mean, universally chastised.
Oh, we're the only one supporting him.
Just about the only ones. Now, I will say this:
we're going to get the death sentence on 12.
Death sentence on 12 systems. That's right.
Cue the music.
Yes.
Just for supporting him. No, seriously. If this leaks out, I'm never going to Arabia. Is what it comes down to. Look. You got to think about this though. Here's the deal, Jimmy. I mean, so he's the guy that's in the right here, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's coming down.
Now, let me ask you this, Jimmy. What about his point?
What?
His point is...
So his point is this. Islam is the devil, and it's a violent religion. You could tell it's not a violent religion, because if you defile their Bible, we kill you. I kill you. No, they're arguing.
Peaceful.
No, it's peaceful killing. Their reason extended.
This is the kind of reaction that any civilized society would have.
Their logical reaction to a reasoned debate is,
right.
I kill you.
Listen, Pastor Jones is obviously a very influential...
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. He is roundly called the kook, the nut job. Nutter Jones,
what?
They're calling him.
You mean here in Gainesville?
He commands
the presence of what?
That's right.
20
tens of...
Units of people.
Units? Whole people?
I mean, into double digits sometimes.
I don't think he's double digits anymore.
I know, I think he is. I think less than 20. No, we're not. Well, that's double digits.
Well, yeah.
There's a 2 in front of the 0.
Yeah, that's right.
Teams don't count, man.
Okay, look, take another puff on that baby. you'll get it there in a little while.
No, they've already killed more people than he has parishioners.
No, that's right.
Literally.
No, literally.
Literally.
And so, it is hysterical.
But they're halfway there.
The apology. I mean, you talk about bending over in apology. Oh, we're so sorry. This is not what America's like.
Oh, it was an apology line.
No, it was like, talk about obsequious, bowing down to these guys who,
it was
these
like
cowheads who know nothing except the riot.
It was like a shoe-licking.
And they're missing the best shoe-licking. This is like they're missing the greatest opportunity in the world to like you said, bring all the soldiers.
That was my plan was this. Yeah. You want to save money? You know, we're spent $1 trillion over there so far.
$4 million a day, even in Libya.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, here's what you do. No problem. Problem solved.
Okay? You know what
yeah, you pull up stakes, you bring 150,000 people home, and on as they come through Ellis Island or where the troops, wherever they come through, you hand them a Koran,
right, and a match,
Guantanamo, right. And then you go out and you basically burn all the Korans in all the cities in America. Right. So number one, they will Uber riot in over there and kill each other, including all the bad guys. And
they're going to riot off of this guy.
Yeah, so you can imagine 150,000 people.
Right. Burning, or maybe we could contact Make Magazine people, and they could make a machine that prints Korans, and then it burns them as soon as they
get the
assembly line.
That's right.
Well, or you could even do that. You could say,
that's great.
No, you could even, to save energy. Of course, that would be an energy thing, because you could burn them like in a furnace or something.
Well, and then you could use the heat to keep printing more books.
That's right. That's an energy source.
Yeah. Hey, it's running the
press. This is the universal machine, the perpetual motion.
It's green.
You burn the books. Yeah, you burn the books to fire up. That's the furnace, and that's the energy to print the book, and the book comes back around and burns, and it's a perpetual motion.
Right.
I don't think it'll work.
Now, it's perfect. No, I've got this. The other thing is,
if there's a little extra energy maybe in the Koran book, maybe.
That could be. Because it's God and everything.
Well, Satan.
Well. Okay, that's it.
You're tapping into the power of the dark.
You don't know the power of the dark.
That's right. Well, the other thing is, the other thing we could do is just to say we're going to burn it.
Right.
We could virtually burn it.
Right.
like South.
Maybe we could make a website with a little flashy animation
that's
of
it.
Burning.
No, that's right, it. Right. And you just have it. And you just, it's like a loop, and it just goes about every 20 seconds. Somebody comes out and burns the thing and goes, right.
A great idea for a new game. It could be like,
actually,
destroy the Koran, and you could like choose your weapons. It'd be like one of those soldier games.
Well, we certainly support his ability to participate
freedom
in free
of speech.
I was just stunned even Fox News,
everybody.
No, I'm talking about the media babes.
You
know, all the people, the Meet the Press, all those people.
Christiane Amon.
Yeah, right. Oh my God! Lick. Bend over for God's sake. You know, just I'm so kissy. I can't imagine that we would do this in America disrespect a religion.
Sorry, I took the money.
I just saw a side note. I just saw Amon Poor apparently. Went to college with Kennedy, with John Kennedy.
Could have been.
And apparently she was hanging out in that whole crowd.
So she got laid.
Well, or he did.
Well, that's right.
Speaking of lick.
That's what he meant.
That's right, yeah.
So, look, here's the thing that you got to figure. Here's the crazy thing. Look, hey,
it's crazy.
Everybody should know we don't support death and destruction. You cannot go out and kill 10 UN workers. 11? No, 9, that's okay. No. None is okay, especially based off this kind of reaction here. You've got, I mean, literally, people of Afghanistan, you have to understand how few followers Terry Jones really has and what type of,
Everybody should be. They should be. The entire United States should stand up for this guy.
We have a new follower. Terry has a new follower.
No, he does. I said he's my BFF.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question.
Friend him on Facebook?
We'll put a link to it.
Yeah, we'll put a link to it. Yeah.
Friend him on Facebook.
Yeah, I could.
Someone type it up. See how many friends Terry Jones, Pastor Terry Jones,
has on Facebook. Negative
type
friends.
Type it up. Someone's in front of a computer.
Can you unfriend somebody without being their friend?
I don't think so. I think
someone look it up. Someone's you're sitting in front of.
You can unfriend somebody.
You got
it doesn't
that
alert
small
them.
Screen.
Yeah,
over
I know
there.
That yeah. It doesn't alert them.
It doesn't put a negative friend on their list. Or
no,
anything.
We know because Jimmy's things went from like 100 to 20, and so he never got alerted.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Jimmy now has. Oh, friends.
And nobody liked your stuff on there?
No, nobody liked it. I was blown away. I put it on there, and every once in a while, even Gunnar comes through, and he'll put a little, go away, gives me a thumbs up or something.
Look,
nobody said that they, I mean, I thought it was pretty clear the way I put it, that I thought this was a great freedom of speech moment, and that we should have lauded this fellow for having the only cojones in the United States to go out and do this.
Right.
But the thing about it, you have to understand something.
He's the only one expressing our constitutional right. Everybody else is putting it down.
And they, for Lindsey Graham comes out, and they tried to pin him down on the, on the First Amendment or whatever, free speech. And he talks about, there's sometimes it just doesn't apply. And of course, they give you all this fire in a crowded theater business.
I know.
And I'm going like, wait a minute.
That's
the theater's 10,000 miles away.
Right.
I'm sorry. This is, if you sit there and if you're in
fire. Well, I say theater. It's in a church, really.
It's a theater of war, but my point is this.
We're all in it.
We're all in it. We're all, kumbaya. The whole point is that if you are in Times Square and you holler fire, and some theater empties out in Los Angeles, people get trampled. Blood is not on your hand. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you have to actually, and not only that, there are times when it's perfectly legitimate to hire holler fire, even if there is no fire. If you're in L.A., for instance, and there's a giant mudslide heading your way, you don't holler mudslide, you holler fire. Because that's the way everybody's going to get out of there. It's that simple. You holler, it's like what somebody said when they fell in the vat of chocolate. And they after they were rescued, they said, why'd you yell fire? He says, well, nobody would have come if I'd yelled chocolate.
Right.
So anyway, the point is that this is, I was just blown away by the pussyfooting around this First Amendment right.
Well, and people are harsh on him saying, well, now, okay, you have your right to, but should you have done it? If Petraeus comes out and says you shouldn't do it because people are going to die,
well,
why did you still do it? And that's
no, but my point is
progress.
This, they were saying, well, here's the other thing. They talk about where you put people in harm's way. Excuse me, you're already in harm's way. You're sitting over there with a bulletproof vest 2 inches thick. You're armed to the teeth. Mm-hmm. You've got a steel thing. If that isn't in harm's way already.
What, are you going to get a donut?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry, the situation.
And here's the deal. So now this thing, the guy comes out with this stuff, and now these guys out there in Afghanistan, they're going to be, what, more pissed than they are? I mean, they're already suicidal.
Right.
So, I mean, what we're talking about here is they're, what, going to kill themselves again?
I'm sorry,
you can't get any more harm's way.
Well, this is the, Terry may have thrown the last straw on the pile, but they're the ones that heaped on the hay beforehand. I mean,
look, I'm telling you, and the gasoline and everything was already over there.
Exactly. No. You can't, this guy has such little influence that there's no way that he could have touched off those riots. In other words, they were just looking for an excuse.
Well, you're exactly right. They're just, any excuse in a storm. What gets me about this, of course, and this tells you, this is from Psych 201, once you find that that if you have a reasoned and logical argument and the only comeback they've got is violence, then obviously that they're not secure in their beliefs.
Well, it has to be. Look, I guarantee
they don't
you,
even believe in their own God if that's their only response.
I guarantee you that more American flags are made for burning than they are for waving.
Yep, I agree.
In China.
Yeah.
And you got to figure that. You don't see us killing Afghani Americans because they're over there stepping on an Obama.
Well, what's also funny about that is Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is one of the neocons.
Definitely don't see us
he's one of them that wants to have a constitutional amendment.
Who's this?
Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. He's
Republican.
Republican, conservative Republican, everything. They love him, but he wants to have a constitutional amendment against burning the flag.
Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of people.
We've talked about this before.
Well, that's a religious thing as well.
When
people do that, what they're doing is they're treating the symbol as though it's something greater than.
Well,
the guy
from CARE or Kane or whatever, whatever his name is, the local Muslim flack around
CARE
here,
Council for American
Relations, whatever. He says what you don't understand is
Islamic
that
relations.
The Quran is the act. Word of God, whereas the Bible is merely a man-made telling it's just a nothing thing. It's a nothing butter.
That's just a book.
It's just a book, written by guys, there's, a lot of argument. It could be, but the Quran is literally the transcribed word of God.
Right,
if you burn that, you are burning God. Right. And I'm thinking, well, God could probably handle it. if you can't handle a little flame, what the hell?
Right. You handle supernovas, thinking, quasars, black holes. I don't think our little cranny burning is going to be.
He's got greater temp resistance.
All right, can we move on to some of the other bad guys?
I want to say a couple of more things, just to summarize on this.
Okay.
It's ironic, I think, that a religion like Islam that is built so much around a lack of idolatry, that is to say, you're not allowed to even draw or picture or in any way depict Muhammad,
right,
has somehow Allah. Inversely, well, no, well, yeah, has somehow inversely generated an extreme attachment to their few idols. That is to say, I mean, the Quran, it's obvious. I mean, you simply can't be that offended to the point of where we can't allow, as a civilized society, no civilized society can allow you to kill someone because someone burned your holy book. I'm sorry. You got to suck it up.
That's it. Well, obviously they're not. And I mean,
there's no direct harm.
Well, we're telling them.
I'm saying get our guys out of the way. And, you know, yeah. Basically...
it's the classic sticks and stones.
Flood the place. I would say you flood the place with... pork-soaked Korans,
right,
and then burn them,
right. Did you see little Muhammad dolls,
and Muhammad dolls, and right. Little with caricature faces,
right.
You know,
right.
With stung tongue sticking out,
right,
or a big dick or something like that. You know, anatomically correct, you know, naked right. Something.
You
whatever.
Know, they have International Plant a Pig Day.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. They're gonna plant a pig under where these people want to put a mosque.
On any place where they're talking about putting a mosque, they're going and they're planting a pig because it is now pig soiled ground, and a mosque could never be constructed there.
Yeah. So anyway, idiot. So. Well, I tell you, pigs, it's amazing all the things that come. You know, what is it? How would Homer put it? Bacon and
a mythical creature is a. Well, you got
bacon and pork chops.
No, the bacon, ham, and pork.
And pork chops.
No mythical creature could ever do those.
So anyway, that's yeah. So anyway,
right, well, what other bad guy? We got a couple other bad guys.
Yeah, we got Libya.
Mark it off.
Yeah, now, I understand he's.
What spelling are we going to use today?
Jesus.
Okay.
Well, that's you know,
the
as
K,
I,
the Q.
That I was trying
I'm
to
gonna spell it Momar.
No, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, whatever. Momar.
So Libya, yeah.
So we bomb Libya.
So yeah,
we're going for
no
you.
War, no war,
we're
an anti-war guy.
No collateral damage.
Right.
We sent 174.
Well, no, this is not war, right?
This is not war.
It's a skirmish.
It's a skirmish, and it's a humanitarian thing.
Humanitarian.
Right. So totally humanitarian.
It's going to be days, not weeks. Oh, wait a minute, it's already weeks.
That's right. Days, not
it's
weeks.
It's like the Red Cross.
Weeks, not
maybe.
Months. Weeks right. Not. I said weeks, not months.
Right.
And then, and it's not a war.
Right.
This is humanitarian.
Limited.
Very.
It could go anywhere.
That's right. And we're humanitarian because the rebels are you know the good guys and
right.
And but
we don't know who they are
because they might be the bad guys
because they might be the bad guys that's right
right
but they're fighting a yeah. Guy that we supported like religiously for 40 years but now we don't
we
like
don't
him
like
anymore.
That guy anymore
yeah so we decided to
he's old hat
he's old yeah he's getting old
yeah.
You know time to move on you know right. What I mean so that's right it's you know Logan's run you right. Put him
oh,
up
but he can say
well no.
He can stay.
We're not after him.
He should go.
Right.
He should go. We really want him to go. It's time for him to go.
Yeah. Right.
But we're not after him.
Right.
We sent a couple of tomahawks over to his compound.
President
it's
Obama.
Policy.
But we figured he might not be there.
Now,
so.
It is policy that he's got to go.
Right.
Yeah, I heard that President Obama has now
that's
launched.
That's not part of our kinetic military action.
There's kinetic military action. That's right. It's not no feet on, no boots on the ground.
No.
We have some sandals and some,
right, some
shoes, some
not
slippers
boots,
and things.
Not
CIA's. They somebody was saying.
They're like sport utility boots.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not really boots.
They're not really boots. That's right.
The CIA boots.
CIA
what were you going to say, E?
I was going to say that I heard that President Obama has now launched more cruise missiles than any and than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined.
The old,
yeah. I heard that too. Yeah.
The old, well, you got to fight to keep it.
The old
yeah. That's right.
The old tomahawks, right?
That's right. The old tomahawks. Like there was some little. You know, where is Cindy?
800,000
a pop
or something.
Where is Cindy Sheehan these days?
Oh,
I mean, she's really old.
The American Patriot.
Yeah,
mean.
No, but she was
the
all
American
no,
Patriot
she was,
mom.
You know, there against the war, right?
Yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
What happened
mom.
To her? I mean, where is she?
Was she pro Obama? Did she?
Well, yeah, but they were all because she was. That was back when Bush, I think, was doing.
Right,
it.
Right. I know.
So the point is that the people that were
the stumping
that,
for Obama as the
people that are
candidate.
Anti, right? They are notably silent these
yeah,
days.
That's it.
You know what's so funny is that you know you look at that their new guy Art Carney,
right? Yeah, yeah, whatever.
The
yeah.
New White House spokesperson,
yeah, Art Carney, I'm like,
secretary.
Is he related to Art?
I don't know.
You know, I tell you what, I don't think he is because he's a sorry actor or yeah. Communicator. I mean, he really looks like the expendable guy.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like they ought to,
the red shirt.
Yeah, the red shirt. Right. He's the red shirt.
Red
right.
Star Trek
he's,
shirt.
That's right. He's crewman. It's right. Number two crewman.
Right.
That's
crewman
right.
Jones.
Yeah, crewman Jones. You know,
why don't you check that cave out?
Yeah, that's right. Yay!
Captain Kirk.
There's a creepy, scary noise coming from in it.
Not a regular on the show.
If it's all the same.
This on your resume, because you're going
to
be gone.
Right, if it's all the same with you, Kirk, I'd like to stay. Take Billy.
Let me tell you something. That guy has, he has the scared look on his face, and he's got nothing. I mean, he is the worst. I haven't
seen him yet. I've heard him, but I haven't seen him.
Junior assistant secretary.
Well, he was the helper beforehand.
Oh man, he's the Wesley
Crusher of the.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he moved up.
Wesley Crusher taking over the Enterprise. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
You know,
has his voice changed yet?
I mean, barely.
I mean, it's still cracking.
Yeah. No, I don't think he shaves. I don't think he shaves. Look closely, because he. I mean, you're talking about a young guy and.
Policymaker.
Well, what does he do now?
He's the White House spokesman.
Okay.
And his answers are stuff like that. You know, they'll say, well, like, well, what are we doing now? And he's, well, the situation is open to whatever.
The president has been very clear about this.
Right.
The president has been very clear about this.
Right. That's what he'll say. He'll start off and he'll say, it's totally under control. The situation, the president is very open and transparent and clear. And we have a plan. And the plan involves us winning.
Right, and there's some fluidity in the plan.
Right.
But can you give us more specifics on the plan?
Specifically, the plan is fluid.
Right, and flexible.
That's right.
And we can adapt it to any situation.
That's right, any situation. How much more specific do you want?
Right, we're not pigeonholed by history.
We're not doing this by the seat of our pants
or
here.
Even reality.
We are. Yeah, that's right.
No laws of physics are binding the president.
No, that's right.
He suspended the laws of physics.
Suspended the laws of physics. That's right.
Can you tell us who thought of the plan?
Well, that is what it sounds like. It is like a bad open mic night. That's the freaking
bad. I mean,
not a good one.
It is awful. I feel for the guy.
Were the Republicans involved in the plan? Were they consulted on the plan?
Well, the parts of the plan that are failing, that was their plan.
Oh, that's the part that failed.
Right.
Successful part, that's ours.
Right, exactly.
And, yeah.
I just want to know what they are going to say. I mean, he has now launched his campaign for the. It was kind of shoved off in the night, like a couple of guys sneaking out of Beirut or something. the way they launched his re-election campaign.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, Obama.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. He didn't have anything to do with it.
Right, I thought we were still on Carney.
It just suddenly.
Well, it's all Obama.
The stealth website showed up.
Well, man, Obama. He said, "I'm really gonna need your help this time."
Well, they said,
I guess really, he is.
They said this
really
is going to be
going to need your help.
This could be the first $2 billion presidential run.
Man, I can't wait to see one of them get up there and say, well, Mr. President, the economy sucks and it's sucking ass right now. And it's 4 years or 3.5 years after. And somebody's going to say, I guarantee you, somebody's going to say, well, the mess we inherited.
Right. No, they'll do that.
They haven't stopped saying that.
Right.
No, they're not going to. They're going to drag it out.
Nothing but
you know.
That.
But it was funny because that's of course that's what killed Carter. You know, on Reagan was the fact that the economy tanked in the last year of his thing.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, coming this from you, we're still buying gold, folks. We are still buying gold at this level, $14.50.
Yeah.
We are still buying
silver,
gold.
Silver, baby, silver.
Yeah, silver's damn near
silver
$40.
Too, the other day,
and we're still buying it. You don't have to worry about it. It's going to keep going up. But the simple fact is, by the time the election rolls around, this economy is going to be in the dumper, and inflation is going to be going crazy.
What about
and
interest rates?
Interest rates are going to be up. Way up.
What, not going to be 3.2%?
No.
No, how about 6.5%?
You will.
How about 9.3%?
Yeah, there'll be
how
some.
How about 17.6%?
There might be some municipal bonds available at 9%.
1986 all over again.
No, it's going to be 1981 all over again. Yeah. No, I mean, seriously. And so the fact is that I'm making this prediction that he's not going to. I don't even know.
Hill
and 12. That's right.
Is out. Jimmy
right.
comes back out.
That's it. Well, I
still got the stickers.
That's right.
Hill and 12.
That's right. Noel, I had I had thought that she was going to be president before his term was out, but I'm beginning to back off just a little.
Before his term was out.
Yeah.
Oh, you think he's going to be the old impeach Cherunsky?
No, not necessarily. I thought he might get shot.
What? I did too, man. The way things are going, man. Jeez.
Well, of course, it's pretty hard to get. But my point is this. My deal was that he would not. Let's put it this way. I think my original thing was that she would be president before his term expired.
Right.
Now, I'm backing off a little bit from that now. I'm just gonna have to come back about 2 or 3%. I'm gonna not wimp out, but I still got a year and a half to go. So.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
Plenty of time. That's right. That was my original thing, though, for a couple, 3 years.
Right. Well, you know, just to wrap up the Libya note and everything.
Well, he's gonna. Here's the deal. What's gonna happen? He's gonna Gaddafi. He's still gonna be there. He's gonna kill all the rebels. And everybody's going to be sitting around with egg on their face.
Right. And he's going to be, he will have won the Great War.
Yep.
Defeated the Great Satan.
And then, of course, it'll give some new hope maybe to some other people to do crazy things. But the point is that it'll be.
Well, he can just go door to door and clean up since we've got no boots on the ground.
Yeah, right. No boots. So, yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
Jimmy's betting boots on the ground.
I don't know.
You got 10,000 by years, and Jimmy?
No. I'm a little gun shy on making predictions like that anymore.
Really?
Yeah, no. I mean, somebody said we already got like 150 quote special forces
ops.
In there.
Yeah,
special ops people in there, and we know it's true because as somebody said. When they were talking about, isn't that supposed to be clandestine and we're not supposed to know about that? I said, no, you don't understand. It was leaked from 4 different sources. We were supposed to know. That's some news guy said that. They said, you know, this wasn't just merely leaked. It was really leaked. You know, like, this was meant to be leaked.
Like so, emailed.
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Well, so...
From four different people said, don't tell anybody, but...
So what about Yemen, Syria, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia?
No clue.
They're all coming.
They're all tyrants. Coming. Yeah, I mean...
It's all
Arab
coming.
Spring...
Ooh. Yeah, they're all going to come.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting to watch it. And we'll...
America's El Grande Paseo these days.
World's policeman? Obama doctrine?
Yeah, Obama. Yeah, the Obama doctrine, right? What is that?
We've gone from the world's policeman to, like, the crossing guard. Like, no, come on. Yeah, no, no, both, yeah, both ways. Go ahead. Yo, everybody go. Just do it.
Everybody go.
Do what you want to do.
Everybody go.
Sorry. What's the deal with the is the government going to shut down, Jimmy?
Okay, let's move on to that. That's what I had written down.
Shutdown, Boehner says.
They are all, everybody's saying no, but the question is how they're going to avoid it.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I'm one of those that
I go to the races
to see the wrecks.
Right.
Who doesn't? Right? This is the shutdown?
So you want them to shut it down.
Oh, imagine. I want to see the weepy cry and all the criminals.
But then they're going to say it's the Republicans' fault.
Oh, of course it is.
Right, and they passed out their 10-page plan to prepare for government shutdown. And I love it. They said, and of course, you know, we're going to shut down all the non-essential government stuff first.
Right, and
know?
Of course, the obvious question is if it's non-essential, right?
But they were talking about shutting down the passport agencies. You know, in other words, so you can't leave the country anymore.
Ah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, interesting.
Let's do that anyway.
Better get your passport.
It's not the leaving. It's how about freaking coming in?
Well, either way. Either way, you gotta have one some way, shape, or form. Unfortunately, it's not anymore. You can't get out of this country. You can't go to any other country with just a driver's license anymore, can you?
No.
Used to be able to. The Caribbean and Mexico and Canada, you could go with a driver's license.
Well, I mean, the cruise ship places. If you own your own boat, you can. I mean, you just don't tell them.
Super yacht.
You know, but, so anyway, okay, so interesting. So we'll see what happens. That's going to be Friday.
Friday's today.
So you think it is going to shut down?
It'll be interesting because they're really, everybody's caught between several rocks and several hard places.
Well, Jim, I thought they made a historic deal to cut trillions of dollars over like the next 100 years.
Yeah, they did. It was still a rounding error. Four to six trillion over the next decade is Ryan's thing.
When did they start getting away with saying over the decade? What happened to this decade? We're going to cut. We're going to cut $40 trillion.
You have to understand the way you stay elected is you make promises that won't come due until after the next election. It's just that simple. That's why you offer pension plans. For instance, you say you will have this gold plated pension. Here you are. You're 30 right. years old, and when you're 65, you get $1 million plus gold.
Just
plus
keep voting
the,
for me.
Plus the 72 virgins. Okay, that's right. what you. That's when you retire with. And trust me, you got that going for you. So, you know, you stay elected for the next 30 years, and when the for virgins, you know, you don't care about the money, but when the virgins don't show up, you might be a little upset. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, yeah, they...
If there were more than 60, I'd be okay with it. If it wasn't a full 72, I'd be okay with it.
All right.
I mean, it's 60 or
I want the sluts myself. I don't think, I want
he 70. Wants to know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's right. I want them to know what they're doing. That's right. I want the serious...
But did you have an update on Colonel Greg Hollister about the birther
thing? Oh, the Mr. Birther.
Yeah.
That was great. We got to put a link to that.
Well, I love
now,
it.
I got to call that link.
What happened
that,
now? You
that's
know,
a great
and
one.
Now Donald Trump's in on that.
Yeah, Donald was on The View saying he wants to jump to show.
All right, but this general.
And what did Opie or Whoopi have to say about that?
Oh,
or?
She hated it.
She hated it. She thought it was the biggest crock of crap she ever heard. Because if he was white, they wouldn't ask him. But
he is white, isn't he? He's a lot white.
I thought they did ask, and I thought they ask if there's any question, no matter what. I mean, I don't give a crap. It's not because he's black, but it is because there's some question about it. And the fact is that, I mean, ever since Abercrombie's freshman freaking lie about he couldn't find it.
Yeah,
because the dog ate it or something.
The dog ate it.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
And then, this Hollister one, and he posed as Obama for the Social Security Administration or something, and
was able to download a portion of the birth certificate or something.
And something about his draft record, and then he called the Social Security thing, and they said that number's never been issued.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the number they did have issued was
it would have been for Ohio, not
right, right,
or someplace. Right. Yeah. Well, all I can say is, I mean, and this is it's kind of weird because I'm a defense attorney, but this is one of those things that really all he has to do is just pop out the freaking document.
Yeah,
and
but he's not doing it.
No,
refusing to do it.
Yeah, so I mean,
like a 12-year-old kid, I'm not gonna do it.
Exactly.
Well, of course, it's his. It's like anything else, though. It's his right not to do it. You don't have to show it, you know.
Well, that's his Hawaii right or whatever, but not his his federal constitutional right to become president, which I think takes precedence over the Constitution of Hawaii. By all legal standards.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right. It's a little bit different from your papers, please.
Yeah, yeah, you're waiving that. I mean, when you're applying, you got it. You got to qualify.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the qualifications is
just like a passport.
Exactly.
We're just talking about a passport.
Yeah,
why didn't he have to have a passport? Much less a freaking birth certificate. Yeah. Just show the birth certificate.
Yeah, that's crazy. But it's great that Trump has jumped on the bandwagon because he's the kind of guy that won't let go. And apparently, they've been texting. His friends have been texting him to jump on it. So he may try to ride that one. It just sucks that he flubbed his own thing so bad. Did you see that?
No, what?
He went and Trump to prove how easy it would be for Obama to publish his, went into his freaking sock drawer and pulled out a birth certificate and put it up on the web, but it wasn't an official birth certificate. It was the freaking, it was just something you order from, like, the hospital, like a record of birth or something.
Yeah.
Certificate of live birth.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't the official New York, you know, document, which was stamped, you know. And
right, the raised lettering
exactly,
on.
You know, and it's like, dude, you know, you had to put a chumpy document out there, your
chumpy.
Own self.
One of my favorite words.
Yeah, God, I can't believe they did.
Wow.
Oh, well.
All right, so we're in, we got.
But
so,
Hollister, what. Hollister is a colonel, I believe, and what his thing is he has sued the federal government to see whether or not Obama has his birth certificate, because Obama has the ability as commander in chief to order Hollister back into service to recall him, and this guy needs to know whether or not President Obama has that authority. And what happened is he had an appeal, but the appeal was denied hearing by the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, two of the people on the Supreme Court at the time were Sotomayor and Kagan, and both of those were appointed by Obama.
Yeah,
and they, of course, if the suit were to go all the way through and he were to be removed from office, then all of his appointments would be null, including
Sotomayor and Kagan.
Right, and therefore they must be removed from consideration of whether or not the case would be heard by the Supreme Court. And Clarence Thomas recently took up that case and basically I think he referred it back onto the Supreme Court docket or something. I think it's headed for some kind of Supreme Court hearing, or at least a hearing on a hearing. And like I said, and Trump's not letting go, so it'll be interesting to see where it all ends up. I'm sure I'll be laughing about it.
Sounds like fun to me.
Yep.
Okay, so speaking of government people, I just want to make one thing. Did you see where Chris Dodd? This is one of those things where no bad deed goes unrewarded.
Senator Chris Dodd.
Senator Chris Dodd, who you know basically is out and everything and is retired, has gone and gotten a job as the head of the motion picture industry of America, which is it's like pays millions. Number one. And he gets to go to, you know, red carpet, everything red carpet, babes, everything.
Free movies.
He's got his own movie theater.
Oh.
I know, you should see it. His movie theater is like, it holds like a couple hundred people, you know. For Oh, no, they were showing his office.
These are the people that give the G, PG, R, rate, all the ratings.
I don't know if it's a branch of them. But
the MPAA, right?
Motion Picture Association. Yeah, right, MPAA, right.
All right.
So anyway, the point is that here's a guy who was very arguably, certainly more than I was responsible for the meltdown. This is a guy that was probably at least 50% responsible for the financial crisis we're in today.
More than you?
Yeah, more than me. All I did was take out a loan.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
That's for sure.
And so anyway, the deal was that here he is, a guy who is a consummate liar and who can't do anything. I mean, when you look and see what he...
Hard-working Senator Dodd.
And now, as he retires and gets to do that, I mean, I'm sitting
golden
there thinking...
Golden parachute?
Golden! Oh, you should... Gold
platinum,
is nothing.
Baby. Platinum.
Gold is copper compared to what he got.
That's right. Platinum.
No, I mean, it's latinium. Latinium.
Yeah, latinium.
That's what it is. Uh-huh. It's a latinium parachute.
Plutonium.
No, this is... Four bars of latinum. Okay. That's good. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
Send it out. Let's give him a job. He's an idiot.
Now, the other thing that I got that I have been doing recently.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, speaking of sweetheart jobs, did you notice that Robert Gibbs, the former press secretary, has just taken the job as Facebook media consultant or something?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's worth the money. You can bet on that.
They were talking about,
they had some Facebook gal on the other day she was working in an office. This is about four years ago, I think, or no, it couldn't have been that long, maybe a year or two ago. They were interviewing her. She said, "Well, I was in this office and they were getting ready to shut down access to Facebook," she said, "because too many people were dorking around with it and they wanted to make sure we were working." She says, so on the day that they were getting ready to pull the plug on Facebook, I went to the page and I clicked on the I want to work there button. And she says, you know, 2 days later, I'm out here and whatever it is, hired on them as their media, whatever it is, you know, as a advertising, what do you call it?
Marketing.
Marketing, yeah. In marketing. She's in person. Facebook. What was the other thing? That brought up another thing. And I forgot. Okay. Let me talk about, as we're talking about the computer here, I want to tell you about other new BFF.
Right.
Is Jerry Ellsworth. I think that's her name.
Huh?
Okay.
Did I send you the link to that?
Yeah.
She is unbelievable. I mean, she is a geek, good-looking girl. She's like maybe 38 now or something. Do you know that she actually, with no experience at all, I saw her interview on YouTube or whatever, and with zero experience, she designed from scratch a chip that emulates the Commodore 64 and 31 of its games.
Yeah, and it's all like self-contained in a little joystick.
Yeah, it's all self-contained in a joystick. Yeah.
I didn't know where Jimmy was going with this one. But
yeah, well, you know, did you?
No,
she activated Jimmy's joystick as well.
I tell you, she could too. It was a.
So does Jimmy Doan? We don't have a Facebook page, huh?
Yeah, we do.
No, we have. We have one on MySpace, I think. But I never go to
MySpace. Isn't that like the loser one?
Yeah, that's it.
No, it didn't used to be.
Yeah,
it used to be cool.
Once we got on it, then it's
it tanked pretty quickly after that. Yeah, we. Get into that anyway. So I just wanted to let people know that if you're in geek mode, Jerry Ellsworth is. I think that's her name.
Check it out. We'll put a link to it.
Yeah, she's really.
Oh,
she's, and the reason, the other reason, the other reason I mentioned that is because she attended 2 years of the K Fest, which is the Apple II geek get together at Kansas City.
Right.
And that happens every July, and I'm planning on going this year. And the year I missed, was the year she was there. So
no,
yeah, no,
damn. That's exciting. Hey,
I'm gonna write her note now and put it after she comes to.
We forgot one brief note. So Japan exploded.
Oh right,
Japan.
Did that make the news?
9.0.
Yeah, and so no more nukes, Jimmy. Is that what your stance is gonna be?
No. Well, the only reason of no more nukes is because they don't make any economic sense.
What?
No, they don't.
Yeah,
really,
they do.
No, only with subsidies and government guarantees. They don't make any. They don't
what
make
are you
any
talking about? They're
nuclear.
Good producers.
Yeah, no, I'm afraid without the government subsidies, they wouldn't make it at all.
Even with today's technology, a nice breeder reactor or something? What?
Not going to happen. No, because the liability is too big.
Oh, the liability.
Yeah, the liability. I mean, it's a one in a kajillion chance that something bad's going to go wrong, but there's not an insurer in the world that's going to take that on. So without insurance, you don't get any funds. So it's that simple. And that's basically the reason that's as much as anything is the reason that they don't make any economic sense is because you can't get insurance. It's just that simple. I mean, it's just somebody has to, you know, sue with
insurance.
Yeah, right. Not going to happen. Now, so that's the problem with it in a nutshell. I would guess
if people are all dead, who's going to sue?
Well, it's the lawyer that's left alive.
Right.
You know, because they have an automatic.
They're all,
you know,
out of the rubble.
That's right.
Like
with the other cockroaches.
No, if they can get in the size of that thing in Back to the Future, you know.
Mr. Fusion?
Yeah, Mr. Fusion, right. Then we'll be all right.
Right.
That'll work. Then you don't have to tell anybody, basically.
Right.
I have dreams about that, you know, of coming up with something about the size of a. You know,
you're talking about the flux capacitor.
Yeah, no. This is the later version, the one that was invented 40 years from now. But the
actually powered the flux capacitor.
Right. Yeah, right. It was like the size of a 2-liter Coke bottle or something, and it ran on banana skins and you know beer.
Yeah,
beer.
That one. Yeah, that's.
And so that's I have visions of having something like that and just not telling anybody and then hitching up to the grid here.
Right.
You know, because you're allowed to feed money. They're forced to take your excess power if you go. so you know,
wish like, that was the case here.
Yeah, no. I mean, I could pump about. Gigawatts back into the back into the gigawatts, you know, back into the
1.21
gigawatts.
And so the
Jimmy's meter spins off the house.
That's it. That's right. And is sued because a metal frisbee sliced his neighbor in half.
All right, let's wrap it up with some light notes. Do we have any light notes?
Oh, the only other thing I've got that I've been doing recently is I got on the speaking of the preachers, the charlatans are out. Have really come out in force recently. The Todd Kuntz and the who's the other one, Tillman, and these guys, you know, they're such charlatans. I mean, shameless charlatans, and they're all over
praying on the weak.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. You know, this one guy, and they speak
the out of work.
It's not tongues. It's gibberish. You know, they quote like a half of a line in the Bible and say, "This is your seed, and I see now you're holding your hand up to the TV set. Your cancer is cured. Okay, and now go to the phone." And if you're one of the 1,312 special anointees today, your $1,000 seed will return 1,000-fold in the next 90 days. Dial now. I'm thinking, you have got to be some kind of flaming idiot.
Donate for this coffee cup.
Yeah, no, but that's right. Donate. What I think is...
bargain it, $100.
But the one that comes to mind, of course, is Ron White's thing on when he was watching.
Yeah, right.
Tillman, he says
he's sitting there naked in a beanbag
eating Cheetos.
And this guy's good.
Yeah, that's right.
You feel like donating $100. He goes, "Woo!" For a minute there, I thought he was talking about me.
Yeah. That's one of his funniest bits. But those guys, I mean, you know, to look at them, I mean, they look. What is stunning to me is that they look like charlatans. I mean,
right.
They literally.
No, it's like Chevy Chase in the movie. What was the movie when he was with the earplug and all that? Remember?
Well, that was Steve Martin.
Yeah,
but the Chevy Chase did one too.
I don't know, but Steve Martin, Leith of Faith, is unbelievably great.
Yeah, that's a good one too. But
well, the one the movie I think we
Fletch. Remember in Fletch? He had the little scene where he was the. You know,
right. Yeah, he was the beard and everything. Right at the end. Yeah, when they're catching the drug dealer. No, the movie that everybody ought to get from Netflix is called Marjo.
Right.
And that's the one that where the guy who was one of the charlatans got religion.
It, right.
and
got paid for it.
And got paid for it. That's right. And he made this movie from and it won an Academy Award. And from it's from like 1972 or something.
Marjo?
Yeah, it's called Marjo.
M-A-R-J-O.
As in Mary and Joseph. That's okay. The way that was the name of his thing, Marjo. But he was...
That's something from the Bible or something, right? Like that. That
no, 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 no. They didn't believe it. Anyways, no, the point is that he was put up by his parents that made millions. You know, he was the four-year-old preacher, and he was like marrying people when he was eight. And stuff like that.
Well, he was the chosen one.
He was the chosen one, yeah. And they taught him all these little tricks to do. So that, you know,
suck the congregation dry,
and they would travel around.
That's awesome.
And he said, literally, his parents, you know, made and spent millions. And when it was all over, he ran away from home like he was 18 or something. Or he's got to be around 21 or 22. He went to the film studio and said, look, I'd like to, we need to do a little undercover work. Mm-hmm. So they made this movie called Marjo 1, and it's exposed in space how these guys work.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out.
It's not bad. And mm-hmm. it's, but anyway, when I look at these guys, I just wonder how to, the only reason they sleep well at night, I guess, is because of all the money.
Yeah, makes a nice mattress.
Yeah,
well, they got themselves convinced.
Sleep
that
number.
They're doing,
well, this
they're
Joyce
doing
Myers, for instance,
sleep number, billion.
Sleep number 4 million.
Sleep number. That's right. Your sleep number today is $1,000 seed. Call this number. But they show the compounds of these people, you know, and they're just, you know, they're multi million dollar.
Like Benny Hinn's got like 2 Gulfstream jets.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Well, he didn't own it. It's just churches. Right, they get to use it all.
Well, I remember a friend of mine once said that you don't have to own it; you just have to control it. That's
you know. Creofalo.
Oh yeah, that's right. Creofalo Dollar Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys. The one that I like the best though is I can't remember his name. I forgot his name now, but he's a black guy and he always
Obama.
God. Yeah, like, Obama. He has his screaming and then he speaks in tongues and he's
Reverend Wright.
No, he's
I like Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, he's the Faith Light.
Man, he's permagrin.
Faith Light, they
call
it.
Dude, you never seen him not smiling.
Hey, no,
happiest mother creeper around, man.
Yeah, no, that's a plastic surgery gone wild there.
Oh, he's just happy.
Some of these people's hair, I think, is made out of plastic.
Oh yeah, you ought to see Morris.
You know what? They take plastic.
The one I like is Morris Cirillo.
Oh, mozzarella?
Yeah, he's like a little, he's like a pumpkin with a pumpkin head. He's literally you can.
If you get local on, you seen the woman who wears the lampshades?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's great.
Oh my God,
she's great. We were driving down the road the other day. Little old beat up old Mazda, like a 92 Mazda, and all I saw was the lampshade coming up from behind it, and sure enough, it was it's a husband wife. You know, pastor.
Yeah,
here in town.
Pastorette, yeah.
Right, they pat on the local channel, or whatever. Mm. And her hats are literally, well designed, but they are lampshades.
Mm. Well, then you know that's the nice thing about the Salvation Army here. You can get lampshades, especially on Thursdays.
The tray
lampshades
chic,
half
man.
Price. Oh, you can get them for 50 cents or
lampshade Thursday.
Yep. Tray chic.
So anyway, that's good. I'm done.
All right.
I don't have much. I did see that Bill Murray is signing on to Ghostbusters 3 and 4.
Ooh, yes, you're gonna call. Yes, 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 yes.
You're going to call
Can
Binkman.
I get another paycheck?
You're going to call Peter Venkman.
One more paycheck.
That was your plan. Get it.
Yeah, that was your old plan, Obama.
So,
All right.
I wonder if Sigourney's going to be
anybody else, so is it Aykroyd or is it just Murray?
No, I think all
it's
of them.
All of them.
Yeah, that was,
what
mean, that was part of the deal.
Even the black guy?
Ramis. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Oh, man, he wasn't really one of them, man.
He was fine, dude. He's fine.
Nah, I didn't see that.
Let's not get into the affirmative action.
I'm sure with your skills, you could find plenty of opportunity in either the housekeeping or food service industry.
I don't know, I just didn't see that one as much as maybe the first two. But all right, so what else? What else we got?
That's all I don't really have anything.
That was it.
I had...
Hey, that's good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good enough.
You're not satisfied.
That was a solid show right there, folks.
Hey, are you using that thing right?
Better than any of that. Man, we got a mojo working at the Jimmy Doan Show.
Yeah, that was good. Well, listen, Jack, good to see you here. Everything?
Good to be here. Glad I made it.
Yeah, I'm really glad you did, too.
Yeah, we're glad you made it, Jimmy.
No, well, yeah. I'm just so much in demand. You know, I was on TV, giving my down there at the county, and I have to come back here and tell her, give the great wisdom of the world on the Jimmy Doan.
That's right. That's right.
That was hilarious. We're sitting there, where's Jimmy? And then they always look over and Curtis goes, he's on the TV.
That is funny.
He's right there.
That is funny. Oh, well. Anyway, I'm sure that they voted the comprehensive.
Oh, no, you talked him out of it, Jimmy.
I doubt it. I tried to, but I didn't. I don't think I did.
As soon as you left, I was watching. They go, yeah. Hey, you know, that guy was right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. I heard, yeah. You bet. Yeah. As soon as I left. Yeah. Yeah.
That guy, that guy in the pajama pants was right.
Yeah. He made the perfect sense. Dang, I'm changing my whole way of life. He was. I'm seeing the light now.
Thanks, seeing the light. Ow. All righty, guys. We'll see you soon.
Jimmy Doan.
Keep those donations and letters coming.
That's an email.
Email.
Jimmy.
Hi, Bart.
JimmyDoan.com. And the ever popular D-bag at JimmyDoan.com.